Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting of Tuesday, April 28th, 2015. I'm the Chair, Brian Edwards-Tiekert. I'm going to ask our Secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay. Lydia Brazon. Adriana Kostanov.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Here.
Marcus Jetter. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman. Michael Novick.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Raul Salvador.
Present.
Barbara Whipperman. Who just came
on? Hi, Brandon.
Who is it?
Serene is here.
Okay, so we have seven. That's quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. We're on to agenda approval. I sent about half an hour ago a revised proposed agenda for tonight. The sole change from the version I sent 2 weeks ago was that I added the 2015 budget timeline under new business. Do I have a motion to approve that agenda?
So moved.
Michael Novick, does anybody wish to propose any changes or additions to the agenda? Hearing no amendments, is there any objection to the agenda?
Could we possibly end earlier? I mean, do we actually need 60 minutes?
So you can propose a change in length?
I'm proposing 40 minutes.
For the entire meeting?
Oh, no, for the CFO report. That's the longest item. The biggest item.
That's correct.
This is 30 minutes for which thing?
4-0 for item 4, CFO report.
CFO report.
Well, do we need more time for other things? Because it sounds like there's a lot to talk about regarding the CFO report.
Does anyone object to 30 minutes for the CFO report?
I thought Serene said 40.
The proposal was 30 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, I object.
Serene, are you changing it to 40?
I said 4-0, 40.
I'm sorry, the proposal is 4-0. Bill, I take it you still object?
Right, I'd rather leave it at 60, and if we finish early, that's fine. We could move on to the next item then.
Okay. Let's just put it to a vote. R. Paul, can you call the roll?
All right.
The question is whether to amend the agenda such that the CFO report is reduced from 60 minutes to 40 minutes.
Yeah, I got that. I just have to bring up this. Okay. The amendment on the floor is to make the CFO report 40 minutes. Lydia Brazon.
This is Lydia. Yes.
Adriana Kostanov.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Abstain.
Marcus Jetter. R. Paul Martin, no. Tony Norman. Michael Novick.
Abstain.
Serene Roberts?
Yeah.
Raul Salvador?
Abstain.
Barbara Whipperman?
Yes.
Okay, the vote is 4-4, 2 against, 3 abstentions.
Hear me?
Who's that?
I said this is Lydia.
Yeah.
Okay,
you were counted.
The amendment has been passed.
Okay.
Now, is there any objection to the agenda as amended?
Yes.
Hearing none, the agenda is... Excuse me?
Yes. Can after we finish everything else, can we go back and to the CFO report if we still have uncompleted items to discuss? I guess I'm adding at the end of the agenda another 20 minutes for CFO report. For continuation. That way we can get
so you're
everything
proposing
else, that we can get through everything else people want, but if we do not finish in 40 minutes, we can continue with the CFO discussions at the end of the meeting.
Okay, you're proposing an item, let's call it 6.1, CFO continuation time permitting?
Right.
Okay. Is there any objection to that?
I'm sorry, so...
Let's hear this again.
Bill is proposing what would be on your agenda, item 6.1, so it would come after new business. It would be continuation of CFO report, time permitting.
I have a
question. Adjournment time would remain 10 Eastern.
Okay, well, I object. May I say why?
Sure.
So my whole point in shortening the CFO report was to try to get off the phone by about 9:30, 9:40. So leaving it at 10 o'clock would defeat the purpose of the amendment we just made, which was to end the call earlier. That's how I began, by saying I'd like to end the call earlier.
Okay, let's call the roll on this. Paul?
Okay, the...
Could I make a comment or discussion?
You can. I just want to remind everyone that spending 20 minutes discussing the disposition of 20 minutes in our agenda will be counterproductive, so please try to keep your comments short.
Right, I agree.
Go ahead, Bill.
My point is that, you know, we just received a whole bunch of reports from the CFO a couple of hours ago, and I've just barely had a chance to look at them, but I think it deserves a little time for discussion. And ending the meeting earlier than we usually end it, there doesn't seem to be any reason for that when we have important information to review and discuss.
Paul, can you please call the roll? This is on the question of inserting a continuation of the CFO report, time permitting, after new business.
Okay. All right. Lydia Brazon.
Pass.
Adriana Casanau?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
Abstain.
Marcus Jetter? Marple Martin, yes. Tony Norman? Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
No.
Raul Salvador?
No.
Barbara Wipperman?
No.
It is 3-4, 4 against, 1 abstention.
And Lydia passed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lydia Brazon?
No.
That
Tony on the call.
Who's this?
Tony.
Tony Norman. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Tony was announcing his presence. The amendment has failed. Does anyone wish to propose any further amendments to the agenda?
The final vote is 4-5-1.
Hearing no further amendments to the agenda, is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Everybody, please mute your phones. Serene, let me chair. Thank you. Our next item is minutes approval. We have the minutes of April 14th, 2015. Someone would like to propose approving them. Please unmute your phone, say so, and then mute it again.
I move to approve the... can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I move to approve the minutes of the April 14th 2015 meeting.
Does anyone wish to propose any changes or amendments to the minutes of April 14th?
Bill, I emailed just a few real minor corrections. I believe it was earlier today. Do you want me to read those? I'll see if I can find them. But
yes, you'll have to read them into the stream and make them as motions.
Right. sorry, I'm looking for my email about that. Oh, it was sent yesterday evening. Okay.
Okay, what I have from you in your email is, in the second paragraph under CFO report, I believe expenses were about $1,800,000 higher than budgeted. This was primarily owing to salary expenses around Pacifica, which amounted to $1,003,000, should have more than budget or equivalent language at the end of that sentence. You want more than budget at the end of
I believe that's what it meant. Is that correct? In other words, total salary expenses were, for Pacifica were not $1,003,000 total, but it was that much over budget.
That's the variant.
You're kind of breaking up as I hear you. I don't know if you're on speakerphone or something, but...
Me?
Bill Crozier, you're kind of breaking up.
Okay, I'm on Skype. I need to continue connecting on Skype because I'm streaming and recording it, though, but I'm sorry.
Okay. Let me. I'm bringing up the spreadsheet for the 2013 stuff here. And
Bill, can you stay on Skype but also dial in from a different phone?
Yeah.
I think the problem is that the Skype is sharing bandwidth with your stream, and it's hurting your Skype quality.
Well, it's the same stream. It's the same connection, so it... let me just wait a few minutes, and if it continues, I'll do that. But
well, we're all having trouble understanding you.
Okay.
You're breaking up several times per word.
Okay.
Can Arpal recap what he was saying?
Okay, I'll read again. There are two corrections proposed here. It says in the second paragraph under CFO report, Bill believes where it says, quote, expenses were about $1,800,000 higher than budgeted. This was primarily owing to salary expenses around Pacifica, which amounted to over $1,003,000. And he says it should have, quote, more than budget or equivalent language added at the end of that sentence. And I'm looking very fast over at the...
It's the top paragraph on page 2.
No, yeah, I'm looking at the spreadsheet. Let's see. Okay, that's going to be under, salaries and expenses? No. Oh, let me go back to where that is.
Well, remember, the point of the minutes is to describe what happened, not to correct what happened.
By the way, I'm Bill. I'm back on a different line.
You sound a million times better. Thank you for doing that. So, Arpal, I don't think you need to check the spreadsheet to know that a $13 million a year organization didn't have total salary expenses of $1 million.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you want to add the more than... Okay, let me put that in. So
it would be after $1,003,000. To insert the words more than budget.
Okay.
Correct.
Anybody on it?
Okay, so after, I'm switching among so many different applications here. So after it says amounted to over $1,003,000, you want to put more than budget. The words more than budget, right?
I took the liberty, Bill, but that's your proposal, correct?
Yes, thank you. That's right.
Adriana?
1 second, Adriana. Let me just make sure we've all got the same language.
Okay. It would then read... It would then read... It would then read expenses were about $1,800,000 higher than budgeted. This was primarily owing to salary expenses around Pacifica, which amounted to over $1,003,000 more than budget.
That would be the language as amended. Adriana,
yes.
Is this discussion on that language?
Yes, it's in the second paragraph.
Okay.
The correction on the second one.
Sorry, are you proposing a further correction?
No, that is right. What is key misunderstanding is what the CFO is saying in the second paragraph. No, the CFO means what he is he's writing there. He didn't mean that do not. I think that Bill is mistaking what the CFO said.
I'm sorry, are you... Are you talking about this amendment to add the words more than budget to this sentence?
No, to the next one, I said.
Okay, wait till we get to the next one. Is there any objection to this amendment to add the words more than budget to that sentence so it would read as our Paul just recited it? All right. Hearing no objection, that amendment has now been made to these minutes.
Okay.
Bill, you had a second amendment?
Do you want to read it or do you want me to read it?
You can go ahead, Paul.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next it says, near the end, under new business, I believe that, quote, if all of the stations comply with the $17,000 payment to PRA, then PRA will not be able to make their monthly payroll of about $32,000, unquote, should have do not inserted before comply with. I have to point out that, one, this is what was said, because this is off the recording. And two, my understanding is that that is the meaning of it, that PRA has a problem.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I misunderstood it then. All right, I'll withdraw that then. Thank you.
Okay. Any further amendments to the minutes?
I should ask, because Raul is Raul Report. Obviously, the second part is what we all of us understood, but the first part, do you, Raul, agree with the modification of your report? Has been understood that? Or?
Which part is that? Because the first one, I think it's just the context. I think this was transcribed from the... recording, is that right?
I did go over the recording for this.
I have to look back, because
me too.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What I'm trying to say.
I'm sorry, Adriana. This is an amendment that we've already voted on. And should anybody find cause to disagree with these minutes later, we can reopen them and we can amend them at a future date.
Thank you. May I finish?
Yes.
Well, my question is exactly that. And you say it at the beginning. The minute is not what should, is what happened. And then doesn't make sense that what people understand, they pretend the report and the minute being changed. That is what I disagree with. I mean, I can explain later on what I try to say, but I think that doesn't make any sense to start discussing what other people intend to say. Our secretary, he said very clearly that he used the recording to make the minutes. What are we changing here?
Bill has withdrawn his change. Are there any further amendments to these minutes? Hearing none, is there any objection to approving the minutes as amended?
I'd like to abstain.
Serene, you object?
I abstain. I'd like to abstain.
So, okay. Mr. Secretary, could you please call the roll on the minutes of April 14th? Paul, you got to come off mute to call the roll.
Yeah, okay. I also got to type in what's happening so we keep track of all this stuff. It does take a second or two. Instant gratification is not guaranteed. All right, the motion is to approve the minutes of the April 14th, 2015 meeting as amended. Lydia Brezon.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
Abstain.
Bill Rosen.
Yes.
Here. Brian Edwards Teekert.
Yes.
Marcus Jeter. R. Paul Martin Pass. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Abstain.
Saul Salvador.
Abstain.
Barbara Wipperman.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Abstain. 6-4, 0 against, 4 abstentions.
Thank you, Paul. We're on to the CFO report. Take it away, Raul.
Okay. Okay, I'm not on mute. All right. First, I'd like to update on the what we are doing currently here for the 2014 year-end preparation for the audit. And we currently are still working on that. We still don't think that we still have any engagement letter yet from the audit committee nor from the auditors on the 2014 audit. However, we are continuing to prepare the reconciliation and schedules for that. We are not done yet, obviously. We're about 60% of the audit schedules. We're still working on that. We have several distractions, so we are working on current year financial statement as well as the CPB reporting, which I'm going to discuss later. In addition, we currently have one independent contractor who's helping us do the preparation as requested or recommended by the both the NFC and the PNB to get a additional manpower to do the audit. However, we have one person who just now resigned to move on to a more full-time position outside the Pacifica. So that brings us to a little bit more recruiting that we need to do for that position. We are going to repost the position and, again, hire another person to do that. And the latest CPB update, we now have the login information for all of Pacifica, our radio stations, local management, as well as our technical and the national office management has been given access to the website, the CPB ICIS website. We had started inputting the 2013 AFRs into the CPB, and it's taking a little bit more time because we're doing a little bit of reconciliation between our report and the format of the AFRs in the website. The process is kind of a long process. We here at the national office will input the information into the system. The head of grantee will approve and review that, and there's a signature process with that. And then, lastly, the independent auditor will also certify that the information we inputted or extrapolated are originating from the audited 2013 financial statements. So that's the process, and this may take a few days, maybe a couple of weeks. We don't have interruption, but we're really developing the work paper so that when the auditors review the information, we will have the backup documentation the mapping of those numbers. We are also in communication with the Elections Committee discussing the financial impact of the elections. There was a proposal and recommendation on the budget, which turns out to be on target with what we budgeted in 2014. We're coming a little under that budgeted expenses. The expenses will be incurred in between the months of June through October or November when the elections are completed. We are also doing some housekeeping changes. We are switching payroll companies from our current payroll company to a web-based payroll service that will enable us to open a payroll portal, a human resources portal, so that employees may be able to submit their documentation online as well as their timesheet. This will cut down the processing time and will provide a little bit of cost savings to Pacifica. Okay, I have sent out the year-to-date P&L statement through March 2015, and I'm going to go over that. I hope everybody got that that I sent a couple of hours ago.
Could you state the name of the file, please?
The name file is console PL YTD 03-03-31-15 version 04-27-2015-2024 XLS, which I sent about 2 o'clock.
Pacific.
Hello?
Hello?
We're here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, did everybody get that? I'm going to go over the... First, I wanted to give you the consolidated analysis. The consolidated financial statements, I mean income statement for the first 6 months of this fiscal year shows a total net income of $1,066,000 versus a budgeted of $608,000 and over the budget income of $458,000. But that is mainly due to KPFA's receipt of two major donations. Our revenue, the total income for the consolidated shows an income of $7.5 million year-to-date versus budgeted amount of $7,276,000, a surplus of $223,000, but that is mainly due to the overage in KPFA's major donor income. So the KPFA's major donor income of about $900,000 offset the shortfall of the other radio stations revenue. The expenses for a consolidated basis shows total expenses for the whole network of $6,400,000 versus budgeted amount of $6.6 million. So a savings of $234,000. As we go along, we go to KPFA. As I have indicated, KPFA's total income for the first 6 months shows $2.8 million versus budgeted for the first 6 months of $1.9 million, an excess of $927,000 above budget. Again, that's primarily because of the major donor income, which they received in February and March, for one for $400,000 and the other was for $558,000, respectively. Their salaries and related expenses shows a under budget of $29,000. And their total, making their total expenses of $1,640,000, a little bit over than the total budgeted expenses of $1.593 million, an overage of about $47,000. The overage was mainly due to KPFA's development expenses, where they incurred premiums, they recorded and they purchased premiums by about $45,000. KPFK shows a net loss of $156,000 year to date versus a positive surplus budgeted at of $150,000, a swing of about $306,000 unfavorable variance. That was mainly due to the shortage of total income, about $54,000, and total expenses average of about $251,000. The overage was mainly due to the development expenses of about $74,000, mainly from the fund drive expenses and some premiums. Their salaries was about $42,000 over budget. Their administrative expenses was over by $100,000. That was mainly due to the telephone expenses that they have installed at KPFK. KPFT shows a net income for the first 6 months of $7,000 versus $156,000 budgeted. Again, that $148,000 shortfall was mainly due to a shortfall in the projected capital campaign of $200,000 in the revenue side. The total income for the first 6 months was $565,000 versus $742,000 budgeted. That included that $200,000 capital campaign for their transmitter, showing a shortfall of $177,000. Their expenses are below budget in salaries and related expenses by $14,000, and their total administrative programming as well as development programming and administrative is about $20,000 under budget, while the development expenses was about $8,000 over their budgeted amount of $61,000, and that was mainly due to credit card discount fees that were incurred during the first 6 months of the year. WBAI showed a net loss of $189,000 for the first 6 months versus the budgeted of $51,000, an unfavorable variance of about $240,000. Again, that's mainly due to the shortfall in income of about $278,000. They received $899,000 of total income versus $1.2 million budgeted for the same period of time. Their salaries expense was about $48,000 above budget. Their administrative is under by $11,000. and the programming was also under by $31,000. WPFW showed a net income of $90,000 versus $112,000 budgeted for the first 6 months, showing a unfavorable balance of variance of $23,000. There, that again is mainly due to the shortfall in cash. I mean, in income by $75,000. However, just like KPFT, PFW projected a $70,000 income that will be coming from the restricted fund that will be was originally intended to finance the move to their new office. However, that $70,000 was not used at this point. Their salaries was under $59,000, under by $59,000. However, that's mainly because there are a couple of budgeted employees that are being paid as an independent contractor, and that is showing there's a surplus or increase of $48,000 in consultant fees by $48,000. Programming expenses is on target, and the development expense is about $13,000 higher than budgeted. The national office showed a total income of about $371,000 versus budgeted of about negative $2,000. And again, part of that surplus was the recognition of the central services for all the stations. However, not all of those central services had been remitted or paid to the national office. This is an accrual basis of accounting. Hence, we are accruing what the agreed upon monthly central services fees from the radio stations. Total expenses for the national office was under budget by $365,000. On the PRA, the archives shows a net loss of about $50,000 versus a positive $29,000 net income that was budgeted for the first 6 months. That's a variance of about $79,000 under budget. That was mainly due to the shortage and the revenue generated at the archives by about $129,000. Their expenses are higher in salaries by $7,000. However, the development, the programming and administrative expenses was below budget, and that is the year to date profit and loss statement. I've also sent you some major payables schedule that shows what each of the stations have been scheduling to pay through March 31st. Some of those expenses may already have been paid at this point, but we were working on this, and some of those include the recurring expenses for each station. The March 31st report shows KPFA has a $272,000 major accounts payable, and most of them are recurring expenses that include payroll. KPFK has about $148,000 that does not include the recurring. KPFT has $85,000 that includes the monthly recurring expenses. WBAI has about $65,000 in major accounts payable, plus about $157,000 of recurring monthly payables, for a total of $322,000. WPFW has $92,000 of accounts payable. PRA has about $58,000 of accounts payable. That includes about $41,000 of monthly recurring expenses. The national office shows about an average of about $200,000 to $220,000 expenses on a monthly basis, and it includes all the payroll for for the national office. And that is my report.
Okay, I'll take a stack for questions. By my count, we have 21 minutes remaining under our time limit. I've got our Paul. Who else?
Michael Novick.
Got our Paul and Michael. Who else? Okay, go ahead, our Paul.
Okay, the first thing is, okay, so WPFW has moved some people from being employees to consultants. They've gone from a W-2 to a 1099?
No, no. There were some employees that were hired as independent contractors even since last year. These employees were not hired yet. Never been hired before.
Okay.
They were budgeted as salaried employees, but they're being paid as contractors, right?
Right.
Okay, I'll just say I certainly hope people are paying attention to the IRS rules on that. Anyway, the other stuff, if I can get it up, in terms of WBAI, we're accruing the tower differential, right?
Correct.
Okay.
We're accruing the full expenses. Full expense for
now, it. I'm not sure. We're seeing that in here. I'm looking, and I'm...
It's on line 67 of the WBAI.
67. Okay, so we're bringing all of that in. All right. Of course, and we're understanding that it's an accrual, and it isn't, you know, it is... It is sort of hanging over, but it's not a day-to-day thing. So
it's not a cash outlay.
Yeah. Okay. So, and all of Pacifica, I'm looking at the first 5 months thing, then I compared it to this latest one, and so in this time, Pacifica's done about 224 better than it had been.
Yes, if you look at least on the March P&L, it shows about $264,000 just for March.
I'm just...
So that's the addition from the previous one, but because some of the adjustment went into the different months, and we have rectified that, we closed the month, we temporarily closed the period so that nobody can do any more journal entries in the previous month reported. At this point, there's about $264,000 for the March alone.
Okay, I'm having to switch through two separate spreadsheets here, so bear with me, because, ignoring variance, to February 28th, Pacifica had an actual positive of 841, and on the latest one here, the consolidated, an actual of 1,066,000, so we're doing like 244 better.
Right.
Right. Okay, that was my question. Thank you.
Next on stack, I have Michael Novick.
Okay. Okay, I had a couple of general questions relating to the National Office and PRA, and then I want to look at KPFK a little bit. If I understand you correctly, you're saying that on the National Office and then also on the PRA sheets, the central services are all listed as accruals, whether being paid or not?
Yes.
So the PRA would still be, even if everything was paid, they'd still be $80,000.
Short, yes.
Short. And have they all been paid or not?
No. Well, okay. For PRA, up to this point, for this year, everybody paid up through March.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
For the National Office, not though?
Not. No. In fact, one of the reports I sent with this financial statement, that's the balances
payable
of the unpaid central services for National Office.
Okay, so the excess income is theoretical but not real for
correct
the National Office. Okay.
Right.
Okay, and then for KPFK, I had a few questions. You mentioned what some of the variances are, but I had questions about a couple of them. It's still not clear to me on the telephone if that telephone expense is current expenses or are those backup payments for unpaid bills from the previous fiscal year. Has that been cleared up as to whether everything that's listed here as expenses are actually?
Yes. These are expenses for the current year, except
okay
that they were not recorded in the corresponding month. Some of them have been
okay
paid, yeah.
Right. But then, for example, there's a $31,000 accounting charge that wasn't budgeted. And what is that?
Yes. That accounting expense is for the temporary business manager from Apple One, and that should be offset by the salary because there's
not
a
building
business manager budgeted.
Business manager position, okay. And utilities were over, the telephone was over, the excess depreciation was $4,000 over.
Yeah, because we have updated our fixed asset
okay
schedule. We have a little bit more
technical thing.
Yeah,
and then we had a little discussion of this at the local finance committee. The non-technical maintenance was like almost $29,000, and that was quite a bit over budget. And that's just because we had a lot of repairs that had to be done.
Yeah, there's a lot of air conditioning repairs. There's about $8,000 in air conditioning repairs, and then there's the maintenance, the monthly maintenance of that. Plus, there's I think the environmental protection fees for the year is about $4,000, and then they purchase supplies. And then the janitorial services is about $2,000 a month.
And then I was also wondering about the programming services. I mean, the administrative is like over $100,000 over budget, which is, so I guess
that's the BC Live. That's the BC Live. I think that's, I believe that's a show. I'm not quite familiar with that. And also, just wanted to point out the advertising expenses was about $40,000 higher.
Yeah.
And that is for the, I believe, the billboards, and that was not budgeted.
Right. The other thing I noticed is that there's like $12,000 unspent for direct mail. And I thought they actually did some mailing, so I'm wondering if it somehow got entered somewhere else.
Right. They were reclassified, yes.
Okay, so it's just that it got put, like, in development or something?
Yes. There's
I was supposed to development was put somewhere else, I'm saying.
No, it's on the same, it's postage mailing services subscription, and then it was
all right. So it's just ended up being spent in a different line than it was
posted
in. But it's kind of a wash. Okay. All right, that's it. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, one other thing is, you have something called the Crafts Fair, and I don't think that comes from our budget. I don't know where it came from. in the income, line 17, crafts or income, $12,000.
Yeah, that's a that's probably the wrong description for that, but the account number that we use had that description.
All right. So it might have been something for like
that's community. That's a special event. Should be special
right.
events, community income.
Okay. Thank you.
Bill.
Okay. Stack's back open. I'm putting myself on it. Who else?
Bill.
I've got Brian and Bill. Who else? Serene. Brian, Bill, and Serene. Who else? Okay. I have a couple questions on, Raul, on how the payables sheets work. On KPFK, are the payables giving a full accounting of how much they will have to pay to order premiums that were promised to listeners, or is it just accounting the ones that they've actually ordered and been invoiced
yes.
for?
Yes, these are the ones that were ordered and were billed to them.
So do we have any ballpark idea on how much more of a liability is out there in terms of unordered premiums?
We do not have any idea how much more we need to order to comply or fulfill the outstanding premiums, subscription, or whatever.
On WBAI, there seem to be two transmitter-related payables. On line 19, there's Empire State, and on line 31, there's Master Antenna.
Yes.
And the two of them together are a little, well,
the master
it
antenna,
seems low.
No, the Master Antenna, it's about $6,165 per quarter. That is the consortium of broadcast engineers maintaining the Empire State Building, and we're part of that consortium, and each individual station broadcasting from Empire State Building pays a share of that, and that's in addition to the rent at Empire State.
And then the Empire State Building, based on the gap between what we're paying and what's in the lease, that payable seems low. Is it only from the current fiscal year?
Yes. That is based on the base rent and with the increase. Because what happened in the past, they actually bill us for some other fees, but we do not have that information. That's the average that we've been billed in the past. So that's what we accrue for this exercise.
Okay. I think that's it for me for now. Bill, you're up next.
Okay, thank you. I must say, I did only looked at this just as the meeting was started because we got it less than 2 minutes, 2 hours before the meeting. And I had another meeting before this, so I haven't had a chance to really review this much. But, and by the way, I'm getting a terrible echo. Are other people hearing it?
Okay, no.
Hope not. But okay. You're still breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
Are you on a speakerphone, Bill? Bill, we can't hear anything.
Okay, now, oh, yeah, right. Okay, I had the wrong thing unmuted. Okay, sorry. Because I'm connecting twice. Let me go back to where I was looking at. The national office for the profit and loss. Let me go back to the right worksheet here. It's nice that he says your expenses are way less than budget, which sounds good. I just want to make sure that, important things, necessary things are being properly accounted for, and it looks like the Democracy Now! Payment, for example, nothing is accrued for that. I assume that the auditors, whenever we get around to doing a 2015 audit, is going to put that back in. So it seems like that should be accrued so we have a better representation of what our real expenses are.
Yeah.
Same thing for FY14, I know.
Yeah, I believe we discussed that before.
I'm sorry, I could just barely hear you.
I believe we discussed about Democracy Now, how we're working with the auditors on how we are going to accrue for that. Since we do not have an existing contract and we are in the process of negotiation with them, we assume that we have our expenses would be lower than what was being paid in the past.
Well, I mean, if it's really likely to be zero, that's nice, but I'm kind of skeptical of that. And if we accrued zero for last year and also for this year, then that means we may get hit by a big sudden increase in expenses that we weren't expecting whenever the audit's done.
Yeah, I think the auditors would address that when they work on 2014. But I have consulted with them on whether I should accrue them, and they told me that I should refrain from doing that for now, since we do not have any contract at this point.
Okay, and then the rest of it, shows a $371,000 net income for the national office so far for the first 6 months this year. And I'm trying to look, see where the rest of that's coming from. It looks like development expenses are really low. I'm wondering, should we be doing more development nationally, for example?
Yes, we should. But we're also looking into the actual cash that we have here. With the current expenses that we are facing and all the other installment payments from the previous fiscal years, we're determining how we're going to allocate some of our funds. I think when the new executive director comes in, then that's one of the subject matter that we need to address.
Okay. Well, I realize, yeah, cash flow is always an issue, but I do hope you can do some development this year and somehow find the money to pay for that, or else.
We hope so, because
maybe defer the payment on that if possible, but. Because we need to get some revenue. Another thing on, I guess this maybe apply just maybe at KPFK, maybe other places, but I know we were told before that there was a lot of entries in the general ledger that were being made improperly, at least at KPFK. Has that been corrected so that things are going up to the right general ledger item line number?
Well, yeah, yes, we corrected a whole bunch of them when I spent 2 weeks in Los Angeles. We rectified all the payables. That's been rectified. We're reviewing the current, right, that was done in the beginning of March. So between the beginning of March and to this date, we're reviewing the entries that were made, and we've made some reclassification already. So there still are some confusion on some of the expenses and some of the recording. So we're watching
and some of it was closely. And some of it was the confusion was over which fiscal year the
well,
expenses should be accrued in, correctly?
Yes, yes. Right? Some expenses have been already accrued in 2014, and then when we pay it, it was inadvertently recorded again in 2015. So we caught that, so we have to reverse that and reclassify that. Those are kind of like one of the items that we do. And then the other thing is that some of the expenses are recorded, but they're recorded not on the proper months, but we got a big lump sum payment in like March, and then the expenses should have been booked like on the actual time period. But unfortunately, for some reason, the invoices were not available at that point.
Okay, well, I'm not so much worried if it's just like going from February to March or something, but if it's in the wrong fiscal year, that really skews the books for both years. And so are you saying you still need to correct more of this?
The schedule
you just gave us still needs some more corrections, I guess?
Yeah, it's an ongoing process. As we are reconciling, we're finding a little bit more corrections. So we're like, the reconciliation process enable us to go into the detail of each account item. And so when we see something that's really we thought that should not show up there, then the 2014 would be probably be accrued, would be adjusted. So that's kind of the process that we're going through. That's why the 2014 year end that you got will probably be changed by the time we present this to the auditors. And then when the auditors review it, they might find something else. You know,
okay, well, I hope as much as